This year's riot-boosting bill got a thorough hearing at a special evening meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, March 3rd. But after hearing close to 2 hours of testimony from opponents, committee members still voted 6-1 to pass the bill along to the full Senate for floor debate. The state says this law fixes problems that were deemed unconstitutional in last year's version. Opponents say it still restricts speech and assembly through intimidation. Dick Teason is a lobbyist for the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. He says peaceful protests, rallies, and marches are frequent in South Dakota.
There's no reason that the one that we are anticipating this summer shouldn't be peaceful as well.
Teason refers to the possible start of construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Teason says law enforcement officers can use the riot-boosting law as a tool to protect opponents as well as proponents.
Law enforcement has never perceived their part in this play to be one-sided. When we go to one of these, we see our job as the one that is supposed to protect both sides.
Many opponent witnesses say they were at Standing Rock protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, and there they saw government and private security officers intimidate and attack protesters. Now they're afraid the riot-boosting law will offer an even greater threat of arrest and prosecution in South Dakota. One of them is Joy Braun, a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. She says some interactions with law enforcement officers at Standing Rock were friendly and pleasant.
Sometimes they prayed with us. Sometimes they smudged with us. I shook their hand.
But she says not all interactions were positive.
How do I reconcile when there's 28 Jersey barriers and 12 feet of razor wire and they're throwing water cannons at us for 6 hours in 28 degree Fahrenheit weather? Who protects us?
Braun asked the senators to uphold the First Amendment as ardently as they uphold the Second. Committee Chair Lance Russell says the bill has some problems that might be tweaked before it's final, but he joined the majority in voting for it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.